ladder up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is the Lindor family, both Francisco and his wife, Katia Lindor. And the way they handled some criticism that was levied Francisco Lindor's way this week. It's very funny because, you know, we talked on the main show this week about the vibe shift of the Mets and how bad the vibes were last week and how great they are this week. So while the vibes were still really, really bad, Jason Kipnis, former teammate of Francisco Lindor when he was on Cleveland.
If you're wondering if he's still in baseball, he is not.
He's not. but he's still talking about it, apparently. He was interviewed on the Foul Territory podcast with former catcher AJ Pierzynski. And he said about the Mets, quote, all those veterans and no leadership, which is like not just a shot at Lindor, but a shot at like pretty much everyone on the Mets. But then the criticism kind of got more specific about Lindor because obviously Lindor is the player who Kipnis once played with. And, you know, so they followed up by like saying, you know, you played with Lindor. How do you feel about that? And he was asked him if the shortstop was a leader on that team. Kipnis said, quote, I'm going to repeat it again. All those veterans and no leadership. So at that point, it becomes like a direct shot at Francisco Lindor and his apparent lack of leadership while he was
Francisco Lindor, who he had not shared a locker room with in like 3 years. And Lindor was 25 when he last encountered him. In case anyone was wondering how relevant his personal experience with Francisco Lindor was.
Exactly.
Yeah, union rep Francisco Lindor.
No leadership.
Puerto Rican captain Francisco Lindor.
I mean, I would think him being Puerto Rican might have something to do with it, Linda.
True.
yeah, I can't quite put my finger on that one.
Anyway, so Lindor was asked about this, and this was before Friday's game. So he was asked about this before Friday's game, and he said, quote, I haven't talked to him. I don't really have much to say. so taking the high road and not saying anything about it, which is absolutely the right thing to do. And obviously this happened on Friday and he went on to have the walk-off hit in that game. so that was like perfect because like
it was good karma. Like,
yeah, exactly. The like the events on the field played out exactly how you would if you were scripting them after a moment like this. But the most epic moment came when after, you know, when SMY like tweeted that clip of Lindor's quote, Katia Lindor, Francisco's wife, quote tweeted the clip and said, my husband is such a classy person, would never say what a bully Kipnis was in the clubhouse. Sounds like a true leader versus the opposite of a leader. And I was like,
this is what every classy high road person needs.
Yeah.
Is someone right next to them to then say the thing.
To say the thing that they would have said.
A true
perfect balanced relationship.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yes, Katia, drag his ass.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Kipnis was calling him Frankie on Twitter, which he's repeatedly said that's not his name. So he was disrespecting him on top of everything else.
What is it with it's not just Kipnis, like what is it with like Guardians Twitter and like Guardians associated people like continuing to call him Frankie?
It feels so condescending and like
very disrespectful.
Yeah, really disrespectful. But I also, and it was like, why in the year of our Lord 2023 is Jason Kipnis spouting off at the mouth about some other clubhouse that he is not a part of? Like, what is like, why? We don't need that. There are other people to talk about baseball.
Yeah, but he was even wrong about the Guardians. Like, I posted up, I put presented without comment Lindor calling out Clevinger and Plesac for going for breaking COVID protocol. So he was wrong about Lindor on the Guardians. Like, he was taking a leadership role there too.
Super arbitrary and certainly questionable in terms of who he is targeted.
Yeah.
But, and also, like you said, he has no clue about the Mets clubhouse because Edwin Diaz and Kodai Senga, and I'm sure countless others, have credited Lindor to helping them when, like, you would see it. When things were going wrong on the mound, he would, well, you can't now because of the pitch clock, but he would always go out and, like, talk to Diaz, and, like, Diaz would kind of reset and be fine. Like,
yeah, Lindor, and he still does.
Yeah. Like, Senga said he was helping him. So,
and I love how, you know, especially after good games, when everybody is asking him questions about himself, I've never heard him give any press response that doesn't start and end with him calling attention to someone else's performance that night.
He's the one who said the baby Mets and Pete did it after he hit the walk-off hit.
Yep. That is his MO. All, like, when it's good or when it's bad, he's always taking every opportunity to pump up his teammates, to recognize their hard work. And that's what a leader does. You know, I love Pete, and Pete is the heart and soul of this team. But, like, if there's going to be a captain on this team, it's Francisco Lindor.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's always the first one thanking the fans, too. Like, he and Pete, they've both all week said, like, thank you for sticking it out with us, the fans. Like, it means everything to us. They've both repeated that line over and over again. And that is also leadership. That's also leadership. Lindor is the one that gets the most questions of anybody, and he is standing in front of his locker taking them every single day. Like, do you think he enjoyed getting asked 15 times whether it felt extra good to stick it to his former team?
Yeah.
Like,
the team that he, like, came up with and probably has lots of good feelings about, rightfully so.
In the post game yesterday, he was talking about them, and he goes, I love those guys. I still love them. And he said, I grew up there. I grew up with a lot of these guys. So, like, I mean, yeah, so he does still have that relationship with this organization. So that had to have been hard. Like, him and Jose Ramirez, like, were kind of joking around, like, on the field, too. Like, they're still close.
All week, the media has been trying to bait Francisco Lindor into saying that he, like, enjoyed sticking it to his old team, and he would not do it. He did not take the bait once. He was like, every win is special. And he said it, like, five times because they kept asking him the same questions over and over. And he just kept repeating, well, every win is special. And it's exactly the right answer.
And
having kids gives you all that practice.
Yeah, it's so true.
Well, I've also noticed, like, when somebody's bad, he'll, like, try to spin it in a positive way. Like, well, you know, bailed the bullpen out. And he'll be like, no, it was just a bad game by them, but they've been solid for us all year, or we're counting on them for the rest of the year. So he'll always try to spin it, even if it's pretty obvious the bullpen had a bad night. So, like, he does have that way to, you know, make everybody feel, you know, not awful about their performance that day, or better about their performance that day.
He's the one who's always saying, like, pass the baton. Like, we just pass the baton to the next guy, and we know that guy is going to do his job. And he's never one, like Maggie said, he's never one to take all the credit for when he does something good. He's like, this was a team effort. We pass the baton. Everyone does plays their role. Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. Jason Kipnis can say what he wants, but I, for one, think Francisco Lindor is a fantastic leader, and I'm so proud that he's on the Mets. So, but actually, Kipnis, this ended in a good way, because Kipnis actually apologized for what he said after Katia said what everyone was thinking, what Francisco Lindor probably wishes he could have said. Kipnis said, a terrible take on my end and I was wrong. Should be proud of the man he's grown into and nothing but love for the Lindor family. Can admit when I effed up. Sorry it even got to here. So
I mean, as long as we're talking good apologies, that's a perfectly fine one.
Yeah.
He does own up to making a mistake. You know, do I think he means it in his heart of hearts? No, because nobody made him talk crap about Lindor in the first place. But at least he put himself out there in an appropriate manner.
Yeah. And I would also like to say that, like, obviously we've already talked about how Francisco Lindor epitomizes leadership in everything he does on the field and off the field. So does Katia. She is a fantastic leader. She, like, if you follow her on social media, she has a podcast. She's all about advocating for mothers and families. Like, that is, she is really passionate about that, and she's awesome at it. And it's just really cool to see her do great work, every day. I love following her on Instagram, not just because we get content of baby Lindor, but
yeah, Kalina.
Kalina's so cute. And she posts videos of Kalina dancing and getting excited whenever daddy does something good. It's very cute, but it's just like, it's cool to see her advocacy work too. Shout out to Katia for also being an awesome leader. The Lindors are, I tell people the Lindors are my royal family, and I'm very serious about that.
Well, wasn't it when they were talking about how they were going to do a talent show before the season? They were like, the money was on Katia because she's a trained violinist.
Yes,
oh my
yes.
God, I love her so much.
She's a true queen.
She's a classical violinist. And yeah. If you look at her Instagram stories, she's got Kalina with like a little baby violin, and Kalina's starting to play.
Oh. Yeah.
It's very cute. She's like,
Kalina is also, I mean, just an A-plus human in all contexts.
Yes. Kalina's out here in her, she's doing ballet, and she's out here in her little tutus and her ballet shoes and with her little violin, and it's just the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I just want to hear her say Bach on an endless loop. Bach!
Bach! Bach! Bach!
She loves Bach.
Who doesn't?
He's everybody's grandpa.
He really is. So yeah, Francisco Lindor, just, you know, perpetual mensch of the week, but especially this week. Very proud that he's on the Mets, and I am so happy that he's on the Mets for the rest of his career, basically. It's so cool. Francisco Lindor's on the Mets. It's awesome. So that does it for the Mensch of the Week segment this week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com, check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work on Patreon by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can follow this show on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at PetitePhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Cerevich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Please rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.